think of that the events that, that may take place, there's going to be a lot of, for lack of better terminology, what may be coming down the road here is not just weather. It could be civil disobedience, civil uprisings, and things like that that could give us a really good reason to be a participant, to help people out, and they could work together. There's a lot of things that could be rolled up into the program, but staged events that could be done that people could participate in, you know, evacuations of rolled over semi leaking fuel or leaking gas or things like that would put things together that would involve a lot of the same skill sets that weather related events use. So something to think of. I mean, if I was physically able to do those things, you know, I've got the background. I went all the way through the emergency command set structure and all the way to the top, so I could have probably participated and helped out, but I unfortunately can't do it now.
And unfortunately you're not the only one, you know, from the days of old that had it going so well, but I think we're on the right path, at least something starting. I know it's being started mostly, I think, from the K9PC group over there in Porter, the Porter County Club, and they got that big old grant, and it looks like they're really putting it to good use, so me, just speaking for myself, I'm definitely willing to give them any assistance I can, radio-wise, active, you know, go out and spot if I have to, whatever I need to do, if I can, when I can, that kind of thing. So, well, unfortunately, I'm only going to do this a couple more times, and I might have to jump off of here, so let's see who else is out there. Okay, A, go ahead, and then maybe Dave after that, if he's still there.
Okay, Kurt. Mercy. I remember all the way back into the 80s, I was on 11 meters and a member of REACT. We would monitor Channel 9 for emergencies. My very first night monitoring on Channel 9, there was an explosion at an LP gas company over at 12 and Mirror Road in Michigan City. And we handled that situation pretty good, to the point where we got invited to the South Bend Fire Station and got hazmat training so that we could understand what the labels meant on whether it be a tanker or a bottle or a tank or whatever. So, yeah, man, those were the days. N9OKA.